Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And we got a little bit of good news for you tonight. It's rare, especially these days, to have any good news. The little bit... Well, it wasn't a good news that would really affect almost anyone in the world, except if you're in Belarus, because there, the so-called authoritarian president, and I don't deny that he probably is terrible in a lot of ways. Of course, he's a politician.
Right.
But when compared to other politicians today, he seems relatively freedom-oriented by comparison. Again, we're comparing evils here. But he, you know, he's like, hey, go out, grab some vodka, go to the hockey game. You know, I gotta say, I appreciate that perspective. He's not shutting things down. He's not issuing mandates and orders in this particular case.
Yeah.
So I mean, kudos to him for that.
Like, the reaction that people have, I get that you don't want to die. Right? But, like...
Sure. Who wants to do that?
You also have to live. Right? Living under...
Or do you?
Well, I mean...
Is it really living to be sucking air in a, you know, a prison cell?
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, there are qualities of life that make life worth living.
The fact that you can choose how to live in it?
Choice, for example, is the biggest one.
Right.
It's what makes life fun. You get to choose. You are ultimately responsible for what you choose to do with your life.
And if you choose wrong, there's punishments for that.
Absolutely. But
including death.
But you have to be free to make mistakes so you can learn from them and become better at what you want to be better at, right? Learn from your mistakes and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You have to be free to make those mistakes. You have to be free to be dumb.
Unfortunately, it is. We've gotten into this place where the supposed value of one human life has been put on this pedestal of, we just gotta restrict freedom so much just to save one life. If we, you know, put up all the plexiglass, everybody stay away from one another, stay in your homes. No, you can't go down, sit at a restaurant with each other anymore. Whoa, we can't have that. Even, and apparently some of these bureaucrats or politicians are recommending people stay 6 feet away from one another inside their own home as well. I mean, so the level of madness here is just shocking to me. And one of our co-hosts, Aria DiMezzo, wrote over on her new blog at the Reformed Satanic Church at reformedsatanicchurch.com,
mm-hmm.
a really interesting article about how, you know, this is just undermining human relationships.
Oh.
This so-called social distancing.
Yeah, as if people didn't have enough problem with personal relationships and even just public relationships, right? Like going out and interfacing with other carbon-based life forms. People get into fights and all that kind of stuff. People, oh, I don't like you. You look like somebody. I don't, you know, they judge everybody and all their actions and what they look like and all that kind of stuff. And so people had enough problems with that already. Now you want to interject all these additional rules to drive them even more crazy, it's going
to
get dumber.
It's frustrating as hell. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Keith is on the line in Napoleon, Michigan. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for your time.
Yes, go ahead.
I was calling. You had asked a question. Why do you think they have left McDonald's and these other fast food places open?
Yeah, the point I was trying to
suggestion.
The point I was trying to get at is that if all the other businesses where the employees have to stand very close to each other in order to conduct business have to close, right? And I'm talking about other restaurants, bars, you know, that kind of a thing. Why is there an exception for fast food? And also, you know, these people are handling your food. They're breathing on your food. And even if they're wearing masks and wearing gloves, which most of them aren't, you know, human beings are human beings. They're going to make mistakes. So people are going to be breathing on you. So it doesn't seem to me like it seems like a double standard. That's the point I was trying to make earlier.
It is. I think that you're exactly right. They're not taking extra precautions. They're not changing their gloves while they're handling your cash, making your food, coughing or sneezing on it, who knows what. If you go into the local grocery stores here in our area in Michigan, they're virtually all empty. So I think them allowing someone to run up to McDonald's gives them some sense of normalcy. Mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't do it. I don't want anyone who's potentially sick making my food or my family's food. But I think that if they weren't allowed that sense of normalcy, there'd be more of a sense of panic regards to the stores are so empty. You know, in our society, how many people actually know how to make their own food? Let's face it.
Yeah. So you're saying that they're given the exception as sort of a pacifier?
Yes, I think so.
That's an interesting theory. Now, Captain, I don't think that restaurants and bars in most places are closed or forced to close. They are allowed to do takeout and delivery if that's something that they want to do.
The curbside,
Right. But they're closed in the fact that, I mean, most of those restaurants, how many employees are they going to have in their kitchen?
Not many.
That? And
That's it.
You know, if we're talking about chain stores like, like Applebee's or something like that, someplace with a bar in it, that's where they're making their money, was at the bar.
The drinks.
Yeah. The food was a side thought, and they would offer, to-go orders as a courtesy.
Well, they're still there. I mean, Applebee's has signs up in their windows trying to attract
people. And the chains are going to last longer. It's the moms and pops right now, right? The one man, or family owned business.
But my point was, they are allowed to be open in all the states that I've heard of so far. It's just that you can't sit and eat. You can't go up to the bar and order a drink. You can only go in, order the food, and walk out with the food.
Right,
That's it.
But other things like the movie theaters we were talking about, right?
Closed. Well, yeah.
They're
considered non-essential.
I feel you're exactly right. I think it is a double standard. I feel like if they were forced to do a thermal forehead scan to see their blood temperature, make sure they don't have a low-grade fever, if they were forced to change their gloves in between interactions, as well as wear a face mask, I think it would be not such a double standard. But I think it goes back to, I dubbed your term, the pacifier effect. I think it does allow a sense of normalcy. Just imagine if they can only get their food from the grocery stores. I think the grocery stores would be more overran than they are now.
That's probably true.
I bet
that's
if you were
true.
To somehow measure how much food the fast food places are distributing, I don't think my local grocery stores here are just about empty. When you go in, there's very little to select from.
Wow. That was not my experience today in Keene, New Hampshire, but we're in completely different places. So, hey, thanks for the feedback, Keith. I appreciate your opinions. Although I don't subscribe to the, don't eat out kind of thing. I'm actually eating out more often now.
To try and help some of the businesses that you frequent.
I can afford to do it.
Want to see stay open through this whole crap.
Right, and I can afford to do it. So I'm going out there more often now because I do want to see these businesses succeed. I want to see them stay open after all this gets done with. Their employees, they're able to bring something home because of this, because these folks are still open. And I think it's going to be an absolute devastation to the restaurant industry when this is all said and done. Already, you've got several restaurants that are choosing to close on their own volition. So, again, they're allowed to do takeout and delivery. But I was talking with Ed from Little Zoe's today, which is a local pizza shop here that, if you've ever been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the last few years, you've probably had their pizza. And it's fantastic. They take cryptocurrency and they're really cool folks. And I was asking him, because he mentioned that there's, some of his competition is closed. And I said, well, who's closed? And so one of the Main Street pizza places has closed down, Amici's, which does New York style pizza. And then there was a company that the people that had owned Amici's sold Amici's, but they started another pizza place called Brick House Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
That's closed, too.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why was because when they sold Amici's off, for whatever reason, the deal contained a clause where they had to agree that at their new business, they wouldn't do delivery.
Oh, no.
So because of the contract that they had when they sold their business.
Oh, that's horrible.
Because the other place is closed, they can't do delivery over there either, and it's like they have to close their business because takeout's not enough.
Right.
It's not good enough to just do takeout.
Well, and I imagine that's why these other restaurants are closing, right? Because takeout's just not enough.
Yeah. They could do delivery. DoorDash is around. There's these other, Uber Eats and these other kind of decentralized delivery systems or semi-decentralized delivery systems.
If I remember correctly, Brickhouse has a bar in it.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that that's where, you know, where their profit is.
There's a good chance of it. And that's the other thing about running a restaurant, and I've never run one, but I've known people who have, and there's not a lot of money as far as, you know, it's a real short margin as far as what you're
making.
Very
slim.
And that's why, you know, you see a lot of them go out of business their first year, and
right.
the rest of them go out of business within the first five. And so how many of them are we going to see survive this in any given town? It's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
855-450 Free Like Freedom. You join us on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You hop into one of those rooms, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
And the captain.
Bitcoin.com, great place to go to get started learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Because, well, I would say it's more important now than it's ever been. Especially if you're somebody who's like really into this whole touchless thing, because now, you know, some people don't want to pay with cash, and they don't, you know, credit card machines are still touching the same thing everybody else has touched.
Yep.
So cryptocurrency payments are touchless.
They are.
And that's a major selling point for Bitcoin. But also, more importantly, at least from my perspective, given the American government is now going to be printing out another $2.2 trillion.
Oh, yeah, and more.
And there's talk about another $2.2 trillion
unlimited QE.
Yeah. They're going to print out a bunch of money, which means that likely you're going to see the value of the dollar drop over time. And so you may want to consider getting into some alternatives like precious metals or cryptocurrency. And so why not get started? Why you got some extra time on your hands? Because usually the excuse is, oh, I don't have time to learn about that. And then, you know, 5 years later, somebody, usually the person's like, crap, I wish I'd have spent time and learned about that. Well, now's your chance. You go to Bitcoin.com, get started on the road to learning about cryptocurrency today at Bitcoin.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Matthew. He's in Louisiana watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
So this information, what this call is based on information I got from a couple of YouTube channels, Matt Christensen and Dave Cullen, and from the Gateway Pundit. What if we're being buffaloed?
What does that mean?
By this, in other words, the lethality of this coronavirus is nowhere near what these modelers are projecting. You know,
meaning that it will not be as high as they are projecting?
Yes. Okay. They're already projecting far more deaths that have supposed to have occurred already than actually are occurring. And then you hear from Italy, you know, the epicenter of, you know, you just land in Italy, you die instantly of coronavirus. And it turns out that a lot of people are dying of other things, and they're just kind of like, they had coronavirus, therefore coronavirus killed them. But if you have coronavirus and you get hit by a bus, what killed you? The coronavirus, obviously.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're really pumping up these numbers, and of course they're going to pump up the estimates because they want people to be afraid. Well, they want people to buy this narrative.
I'm curious what the caller thinks the end game is here, though. So let's just say
here's the next question. What if they're buffaloing Donald Trump, then what does that mean? You know, I didn't elect Dr. Fauci. I didn't elect Dr. Birx. Why is he listening to these people? And if he is being buffaloed, what does this mean in November? Do we vote for the dupe or do we vote for Jill Biden?
Well, it's going to be an absolute political football of an issue. They're going to use this, and they already are to some extent, but it's going to get even worse as if presuming the severity of this insanity dies down a little bit between now and November, as the obsession over this, you know, reaction dies down, the rumblings about the election are going to start ramping up again. Because that's what it was right before this happened, right? It was Super Tuesday. Well, it was the primaries.
There's also a third question. Hydroxychloroquine is largely credited for being the most effective treatment for this possible, and yet there seems to be a news media blackout on this medication. And there's others coming down the pipeline that, like, nobody wants to talk about. What's going on with that?
Good questions, Matthew. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tom. He's in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Yeah, well, some people who, you know, have been got a lot of other stuff on their minds will be glad that I pointed out if you're brand new to unemployment, first of all, you got to file your claim every week to tell them that you were out of work for the previous week in order to keep your check. Here in New Hampshire, the deadline is midnight on Saturday nights. But with all the terrible stuff going on with hospitals being overloaded and healthcare staff don't have the protective equipment that they need, and business is being shut down and the economy is tanking. I wanted to share some good news, something to help cheer people up and make people happy.
You just saved a load of money on your car insurance by switching to Geico?
They are not a sponsor, by the way.
On April 2nd, a Vidalia, Louisiana police officer,
Dwayne
Bates, died of COVID-19. Detroit Police Captain Jonathan Parnell died March 25th, 2020 of COVID-19. A D.C. Corrections officer, Kenneth Moore, died on April 1st of COVID-19. Two Riverside County deputies in California have died.
All right, I get the point. You know, I don't revel in other people's demise. Thank you for the call tonight, Tom.
I'm not going to celebrate that.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I understand his point. The police are the authoritarian tip of the spear.
They're the muscle, of course.
They are the ones who are going to, you know, go out, as we mentioned earlier tonight, arrest a guy for paddling his, you know, paddleboard out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean or wherever. And so, I mean, there's no doubt I'm a critic of police abuse and violence, but I still don't wish death upon them. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't shed any tears when it happens or anything like that.
What I wish would happen, what the virus that I'd like to see the police infected with, is the one of freedom and liberty.
Yeah, some common sense where they actually leave people alone if they're not harming others. That'd be wonderful. Let's go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello, guys. Yeah, I'd like to agree with it. Not the last caller, because I don't know what that guy was talking about. But the caller before that called in was really paying attention to what's going on. I mean, if you just open your eyes for a minute and you pay attention to what's going on around you, you're going to start to see that this is just another weapon in the arsenal of the Democrats to try and beat the great Donald J. Trump. They've been at it since he got elected, and this is just another tool, obviously, to go after this guy. What are we supposed to do on Election Day? Are we going to do distance?
Well, I can tell you for what I would do on Election Day, that is anything else except participate in the weaponized popularity contest that the election is.
Well,
I don't need a leader.
You guys say that continuously, but you guys aren't going to change
don't.
The government.
No, we don't. Actually, that's what Captain Kickass says,
regardless.
That's
Captain Kickass says that, John, not me. I don't say that. I go out and I participate, even though I understand that it's pointless at the federal level. I will vote locally in local elections.
Yeah, I'm just worried they're going to cheat in this election. They cheated everything else, and
the Democrats
working out right now around this virus is to benefit them. It's ridiculous.
Why is it that you think this is only the Democrats doing, John? I mean, there's plenty of Republican governors across the United States.
The Democrats. They are the noticeable evil. I'm not that there's Republican politicians that aren't just as, if more crooked. I'm saying Donald J. Trump stands alone in this.
Well, I mean, he's not doing anybody any favors if you care about freedom.
He's a buffoon.
Trump is up there putting in, you know, mandates just like everybody else is.
All his fans are Trumpansies.
I mean, could he be worse? He could be. Would Hillary Clinton be worse in this circumstance? Probably, I'll give you that. But, I mean, we're again comparing evils here. There's more coming up. Thanks for the call, John. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks at all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says production of face masks is on the rise to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, but they need to stay in the U.S.
We need the masks.
We don't want other people getting it. That's why we're instituting a lot of Defense Production Act.
The Trump administration announced it would prevent the export of N95 masks. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that's not a good idea.
We're working with the American administration to ensure that they understand that goods and services that are essential to both our countries flow in both directions across the border, and it is not in any of our interests to actually limit that flow.
John Hopkins University reports the U.S. death toll from the pandemic has topped 8,000. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition, allowing you, of course, to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And I am the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make cryptocurrency go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here's your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, you can pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Our listeners must know Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for this advertising.
Hey, speaking of innovation, I noticed some Free Talk Live innovation that happened recently.
Really?
Yeah, that was the Jazzy Cam has been modified now to be sort of the overhead cam.
Jazzy has been on vacation for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I like the use of
it's
that.
It's a good shot.
It's a good shot. It makes the show, it gives it a different look for those watching our, you know, video streams on DLive and Twitch.
Yep. Which you can do over at DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. So we go, coming up, by the way, I've got the list of states In a very huffy New York Times article, they're mad that these states haven't completely cracked down out of the 50 states. Which ones have not done a total crackdown?
Are they clamoring?
The New York Times is definitely clamoring for more crackdowns. We'll tell you more about that. What are the holdout states? You may be in one of them right now. You're welcome to call and share, you know, what is life like where you're at. We'll give you that list coming up here in a moment. But let's talk first to David. He's in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey, you're on here.
I was just going to make a comment about this Governor Cuomo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he is just burying us with BS every time he's on the air.
Really?
He starts out today.
You are correct.
He says 2/3 of the people in the hospital have been released. They've recovered from the coronavirus and they're released.
Okay.
Then he says New York has 30,000 of the nation's 65,000 corona cases. 285 have died. But the state is still calling for tens of thousands of more ventilators.
What'll really blow your mind? What'll really blow your mind?
Where are they going to put them? The biggest hospital they have there, I looked it up, their biggest one there in Bellevue, I think it is, 1,200 beds.
Yeah. What's really going to blow your mind is one day when you realize that whenever a politician speaks, they are spewing BS, every one of them, all
you
of the time.
Right. You got that right. They built those temporary hospitals out in a soccer field. Four of the units, each one holds 250 patients, so they've got 1,000 patient capability there. They showed those totally empty, except three people are in there. The comfort ship out on the at the dock there, of course, they made a mistake and got some wrong people out there. 1,000 bed capacity there. There's 20 people there.
Yeah, I forget what show I was listening to, but I was listening to something the other day, and they said they went and did spot checks at like two or three New York hospitals, and there was almost nobody there.
Huh. There you go. And then
what is that all about? What do you think that means?
I don't know. I don't understand why he is doing all this every day. Number one, I wish they'd take him off the air. I don't care what's happening in New York. Why does he have to be on nationwide TV spewing his stuff about New York? I'm
right.
In Michigan. I don't care about New York.
Yeah, there's a reason we don't live in New York, because it sucks.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, David. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, to give the answer for why they're paying so much attention to New York is because, well, it's the hot spot, right?
Right.
It's where all the infections are concentrated, or a lot of it is concentrated.
And also a large population. So.
And a large population, and a very authoritarian governor who, you know, is the governor of the 50th least free state in the United States, and by a long distance from 49,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's
not a close case between 49 and 50.
Impressive is the wrong word, but it
is a distance, yeah. And so, you know, it is to some extent like watching a train wreck. You know, people want to see that. Even though it's horrifying and terrible, people will slow down. They will watch terrible, horrifying things. And that's what gets news coverage ratings, and that's what gets them advertisers.
I keep saying this, and I'll say it again. Human beings, we do some really cool stuff, right? We can think, we can, you know, do logic, we have opposable thumbs, so we can make tools and build stuff and invent things. But really, human beings are barely not apes, right?
That's true.
We're just, you know, a little more, we have a higher intellectual capacity than the rest of the apes on the planet.
Yeah, we're a little less furry.
And so if you begin to treat people, or at least look at people with those glasses on, all of this sort of makes a lot more sense.
Sure does. Let's go to Jordan in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, you're
on
the air.
Yes. Speaking of the whole coronavirus deal, you know, here in Tennessee, they did the stay-at-home order the other day. And basically here is no different, you know, than how it was before. It's just everything's takeout. That's about the only difference. And most of the sheriffs in the 95 counties have already came out and said that they're not going to be, you know, pulling people over to look for papers and all that stuff. They're not going to be doing any of that.
Okay.
And
so they say now.
That's what they're saying now. But wait, when you say it's not that different, most of these stay-at-home orders, at least the one here in New Hampshire, orders people to not go to work, orders people who have businesses that are so-called non-essential, which I find insulting that they even have that.
Yeah, why are politicians deciding who's essential?
But the supposed non-essential businesses aren't allowed to operate. They're not allowed to have even their employees come in to try to work. So, I mean, are you saying that's not happening in Tennessee, meaning that all businesses are still allowed to operate?
No, I mean, well, the non-essential businesses, yes, they've had to close, but I'm saying like the restaurants and stuff are...
Okay. Well, then that's a huge change, because you made it sound like it was no big deal that not much had changed, but that's a huge change, telling businesses they can't operate.
Right. But I did some research yesterday, and it said that they, you know, they keep talking about here in Tennessee, the 3,000 or 4,000 people that have tested positive, but you go online and you can actually go on TN.gov, which is the state website, and it'll show how many people that they tested. Well, yes, there have been 4,000 people that tested positive. Of course, it might change today. While I looked at yesterday, it was 4,000, and they had tested 40,000. So that means only 10% of people are even testing positive, which, I mean, you won't hear them talk about that. To me, that's a great thing.
Yeah, no, they don't ever talk about the perspective on the numbers. They just pump up the numbers as big as they can, advertise it as big as they can, shout out loud about as though it's so scary and so bad, and oh my God, look, here's an infant who died. Oh, here's some old people who already had morbidity conditions and they died too. It's so terrifying.
Well,
and it's like ridiculous.
If you look at it from the perspective of where does the incentive come from?
Mm-hmm.
The media has incentive to sensationalize this because if it bleeds, it leads. The politicians also have an incentive to sensationalize all of this because they want the power and they want the public perception to be a specific way about them.
For example, at a Coca-Cola facility down in Atlanta, I mainly haul Coca-Cola products, so look, you know, thank the good Lord, you know, I'm still able to work. But anyways, I was down there at a Coke facility in the Atlanta area, and I overheard one guy saying basically like they should lock the whole country down for 3 months. And I asked him, I said, so you mean to tell me you're wanting martial law?
What did he say?
He's like, well, they'll prevent people from getting infected. I said, well, you know, the giant majority of people that are actually dying from this are people over the age of 60 or people that already have autoimmune deficiency. I mean, healthy people are coming out fine.
Oh, but if it just saves one life, we need martial law. It's crazy. Jordan, thanks for sharing that, and drive safe out there.
What happened to the rebellious attitude, man?
It's been crushed by government education, in my opinion. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you, although it would help if I looked at them. There they are. You can join over at discord.lrn.fm, and we will get you in there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting
this
here.
This is a professional operation, darn it.
It's true, barely. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
Also, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the various features that we have there for you. Free Talk Live has an email list you can sign up for over at freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box there. On the front page of the site, it's basically a once-a-week kind of an email thing. And we'll kind of keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Do it the old-fashioned way. Follow us on email at Free Talk Live.
Email's old-fashioned. I'm so old.
Yeah. We go on here, and, well, you know what? Email is old-fashioned, but it's reliable, and it works to get a message directly to
somebody. That's what they said
about
the post office.
And, well, that's a whole other story right now. The post office is in, of course, tough economic times prior to the coronavirus. Now, apparently, there's some headlines claiming that they could be out of so-called business by June unless they get a bailout from the federal government, which you know they will. So it's like, you don't have to worry that they're going to go anywhere. It's not like they're going to fold up shop and not get a bailout from the feds.
Well,
they're totally going to get
one. They prohibit the other carriers, FedEx, UPS, and those types of folks from carrying letters.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They prohibit them from carrying what's called first-class mail.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so you can bring up whatever you want. We continue with your thoughts. Let's talk to Pat. He's in Thunder Bay, Michigan. Pat, you're listening let's see, where are you? Oh, is it TZB? I'll have to go look at the call.
No, I think it's WBKB, guys.
Okay, very good.
Oh, nice.
Or no, WZKB, excuse me.
Okay.
I think it's ZTK. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I'm calling in on the theory of herd immunity. And I tell you a story that I heard years and years ago that lends a lot of credence to this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a few years after the AIDS epidemic had broken out, and there was this cat in San Francisco, and he was gay, but he'd already buried two or three lovers. So he's telling these scientists, he's like, you guys ought to be studying my blood. There's something strange, right? Okay. Well, it turns out this fellow was all of old European ancestry. So it got me to thinking. In my lifetime, about every 20 years, there's some severe disease that goes around. Now, my ancestry, I'm all of European ancestry, too, so my people survived the Black Plague, smallpox, Lord knows how many other, you know? And so if you do the history of 1,000 years, say we get one of these things every 20 years or so, that means my ancestors have survived approximately, what, 50 of these things in the last 1,000 years?
Okay.
Maybe you can add another zero. I'm not sure if I'm doing the math right in my head right now.
Sure.
But my point is that the more assaults your immune system survives, the herd immunity grows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fact. And, you know, it's weird that you bring that up because I was thinking about that particular fact and also the fact that that's how cryptocurrencies sort of work. Right. So your body works in that same way. You know, the more you're attacked, the stronger your immune system gets. And the more cryptocurrencies are attacked, the stronger they get. And so it's interesting that a decentralized currency mimics the human biology.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing. And now, Pat, with regards to your comments about the so-called herd immunity, now, are you saying basically that it's not a bad thing for people to just go out, get their business done, get out there, live their lives, and if they contract this thing, then they're actually going to be better off if they survive it in the long run.
And his history is spot on. This does happen on a regular basis, and it's part of the normal course of being an animal on this planet.
Right, so trying to avoid it is an exercise in futility.
If you live your life in a bubble and you don't get dirty now and then, you're not going to be exposed to anything and you're going to be susceptible to everything.
Great point.
It's just common sense.
Thank you, Pat. Apparently common sense is out the window. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And, you know, it comes back around to what we were talking about before. It's like, why now? Why all of a sudden is it this super restrictive, authoritarian?
We didn't see plexiglass for the swine flu.
Yeah.
We didn't see it for the H1N1. We didn't see it for, any of the other bugs that came around that they were all trying to scare us about.
Yeah, so why now? I mean, is it part of some grandiose plan by the world elites, the Bilderbergers, to finally roll out, you know...
It's got to be because of the election year. Why is it going on around the world, right? Like, why are...
And they're all doing the same thing.
Every one of them, exactly the same thing.
It leads to credence to, you know, longtime conspiracy theorists who've been predicting...
Globalists.
I guess that's they would believe that this would result in a world government, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that the government guys that are there now want to give up their power, and in order to have a global government, they would have to give up power.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to see that happen, but effectively, we are seeing insane levels of authoritarian statism, obedience, and indoctrination going on.
I have to say that I used to be a statist,
mm-hmm.
right? I was under the full fog of statism, and I leaned probably to the right, I guess, right?
Okay.
I was, this is the greatest country that there ever was, and it's still the best deal we got going, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Like, well, yeah, but, you know, at least we're still free to, you know, I don't know, barbecue and watch football and blah, 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 right? So I used to be there, and I get... like, where people who are there come from. I just wish it wasn't that way. You know, I wish people would just wake up to the ridiculousness of...
Apparently it's not ridiculous enough for them yet, Captain Kickass.
I thought that at some point, you know, America meant people... It was a country full of people who believed in freedom, right? America the free, home of the brave.
I believe that,
are you
too.
Seeing anybody free or brave today?
No, not
I'm
very
not.
Many. No.
I mean, I'm seeing
a lot of obedience, and I'm seeing a lot of begging, and I'm seeing snitching, too, by the way. We didn't cover any of the snitching stories yet tonight, but I had a couple of those as well about, you know, various different snitch services, snitch lines being set up, and I find that to be very disturbing. I found snitching to be disturbing prior to this, but now it's, of course, even more widespread. Now people are even more likely to do it because they're afraid.
Yeah.
We go to Robert. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Listening to BTMA. Yes, sir.
Hi, good evening. I heard you talking about New York City, so I couldn't resist the opportunity to call in and let you know that I grew up in New York, and my family originally came from Europe.
Explains a lot about you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, you have to grow up there yourself in order to really understand what New York is like. I mean, from New York City, you can travel to just about any corner of the earth with a direct or nonstop flight even. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was little, you know, we had the Empire State Building there, which is 104 stories high. And from that, if you go to the top, you can see way out into New Jersey and way out into Long Island and north and south. And some of the most amazing people in the world are in New York. And
I mean, anybody who's been up to the top of a mountain can see in different directions, so that doesn't make that special.
Well, that building is pretty special if you think about it. I mean, it has towers on top of it, you know, transmitter towers for the TV stations, you know.
Wow, they got a tower up there. Okay, like on a bunch of other buildings.
It's not particularly tall, but and they don't use it these days very much for TV.
Let me tell you, I'm not impressed by the New York Empire State Building. I was there last year for the Talkers Conference. Mark and I went and walked by it, and it's like, oh, do you want to pay $40 so you can go up and look around? Well, I can just hike the mountain here in the Keene area, and that's free.
I'm curious what the college point is. I mean, yes, New York is an interesting city. It's, you know, scenic in ways. The Empire State Building is, you know, sort of a marvel. But what's the point of your call?
How about 153 museums in New York? That's quite a few.
Boring. Sorry. Find that so uninteresting. Okay. What is the point of your call, though, is the question, not about what are, you know, some of your favorite parts about New York City.
I would say the cultural aspect is the most important thing.
What's that mean?
Well, for example, you can, when I was little, I was interested in foreign countries and learning foreign languages, and you can meet native speakers from just about every corner of the earth.
That's true.
And also when it comes to influence, if the United States used its influence just from New York City, it would have influence in every corner of the earth. And you would be shocked. In the New York City metropolitan area, you can find people who are the sons and daughters of dictators and heads of state of every government on the face of this earth, practically.
Sounds like a good reason to keep out. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That stuff doesn't impress me. I don't care if you're the son of some dictator. That doesn't mean jack to me.
I still don't understand the point of his call other than
just
to describe how
filleting New York City.
Yeah.
That's all.
Like, okay, thanks.
He's a statist.
I mean,
that guy's called in
Free Talk Live. But
that guy's called in before. He calls almost every weekend, and he always, like, filates the state, basically. That's what he does.
Okay.
Oh, he went to Germany. He lived in Germany. He loved how the police did things over there. The police were so nice to him, blah, 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 blah. And so, of course, he loves New York City. It's a statist stronghold.
Sure is.
855, 450, free, like freedom. Hour number three, coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.